Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design, the Dr. C podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, or simply Dr. C. Tune in every 2 to 5 weeks, every Monday, as we explore the unique journeys of entrepreneurs. Our podcast sheds light on the paths entrepreneurs have taken in their respective industries. Each episode, we dive into the stories of entrepreneurs, their challenges, triumphs, and the insights gained along their journey. We believe in the power of innovation, resilience, and the entrepreneurial spirit that drives success. Together, we'll learn from a diverse array of entrepreneurs united by their passion for making a difference. Now is the time to unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship. Now is the time to be inspired, to learn, and to craft your own path to success. Join me, Dr. C, as we embark on this journey together.
Well, I'm not stopping now. I'm going to go ahead and go to level three because this just makes so much sense to me. And I had already been doing it for 6 to 9 months by then and seeing the responses of people to the work and how it could change their lives and how it lit them up just like it did me. And even if they were on purpose already, getting the confirmation that they're on the right track and they do have those gifts and talents from an outside expert reading their own hands, it really gave them the confidence to really own it and really shoot forward with their business.
Today, we have the incredible Jane Sanders with us, a master scientific hand analysis whose remarkable accuracy has been highlighted in Forbes. Jane specializes in uncovering your innate purpose, unique gifts, and blind spots. She doesn't just reveal these insights, she guides you on taking the steps to enhance your life and achieve the deep, consistent joy and fulfillment you desire. Get ready to discover a whole new level of self-understanding and growth with Jane Sanders. And thank you so much, Jane, for being here today. It is such a pleasure to have you. And I am so curious, what inspired you to become a scientific hand analysis, especially coming from the corporate background that you've come from?
That's such a great question. I get it a lot. I was looking for my own purpose because I had been in three careers and successful in each one, but also at some point in each career, I reached a place of boredom and unfulfillment, just blah, and worked with a career coach that didn't help. And I really believed that everybody has a purpose, and I didn't know what mine was. So that was my issue. So I literally started Googling, how do I find my life purpose? And what motivated that is I was in my last career, I was a professional speaker and trainer. That lasted longer, and I realized after I got my hand analysis, it was because I was closer to purpose, but not close enough. And as my heart pulled away from it, so did the revenue, and I was just in this downward spiral. And then both of my parents passed away within 3 months of each other, and that was a real wake-up call. You know, I'm like, okay, I got to quit farting around and figure out what it is I'm meant to do. Yeah. So that's when I started Googling and went on a couple of wrong paths, but after a few months, ran across a headline for a teleseminar, and it read, "Discover Your Innate Life Purpose." I couldn't click on that sucker fast enough. And the first words I saw were hand analysis. And I was really disappointed because I thought palm reading is not going to, there's great palm readers, but it's not going to give me what I need. And then I saw the word scientific. So I really held on to that word and had it help me put my anal MBA skepticism to the side. And I listened to the teleseminar and it really made sense. And I really wanted my purpose. So then I had a hand analysis done. And I mean, just explained my life. It explained big decisions I had made. It explained patterns in my life. It was like, no wonder I liked those things, but I didn't like those. And no wonder that didn't work, but that did. And it just, I mean, even things I'd never thought of made sense. And I didn't know what to do with the purpose, even though I knew it was right. It just resonated. I knew it was right. But I also knew if I took action on the information that I'd find my way. And that's exactly what happened. And within a few months, I had met the right people, got involved in the right groups. Clarity was coming. And I was like, if I was so lit up and inspired with my hand analysis before I even knew what to do with the information. I want to help people feel like that.
Oh, I love it. I love that it was so divine timing too, just the right people coming into your path. And that I've seen that happen just even in my life when I'm on the right track. It's almost like everything just starts to flow versus going against a current. And it sounds exactly what happened for you. And I'm really curious, do you have a pivotal moment early in your career that you solidified that passion for the work? Because I know you said the scientific aspect really was, okay, this is different. This is solidified by science. But was there any moments that really solidified it for you?
I'm trying to think if there was any one moment, because I just loved it. I just gobbled it up. I studied it for 5 straight years and started doing it after my first certification, which was much shorter period of time. I would say the biggest moment it would be when I got my level 2 certification, because it was so easy for me. And it takes a lot of time, you know, because everything in the hands means something. So my binder is, no kidding, that thick. And it just, I start, well, I'm not stopping now. I'm going to go ahead and go to level 3 because this just makes so much sense to me. And I had already been doing it for 6 to 9 months by then, and seeing the responses of people to the work and how it could change their lives and how it lit them up just like it did me. And even if they were on purpose already, getting the confirmation that they're on the right track and they do have those gifts and talents from an outside expert reading their own hands, it really gave them the confidence to really own it and really shoot forward with their business.
I love that. And just even thinking of how much like your hand tells a story, basically, that's what pops up to me of just all the intricacies that happen within a hand, because like you said, the binder's really big and everything that you've had to learn. And I know you're one of the very few masters in the country when it comes to scientific hand analysis. So is that part of that level 1, 2, and then 3? Is there more after that? What does that look like?
There's level 4, and I am level 4, which is teaching it. But master is just the sheer number of hand analysis that I have conducted, and I'm well over 1,000. So yeah, so I'm 4 levels and a master.
Yes, I just wanted clarification so people listening know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
My dog decided to come too today.
I know. Uh-huh.
And so I'm just curious, because you have read so many people's palms being able to have the scientific aspect of it, thousands now at this point. Can you share, I know you have so many stories, but one or two clients in particular where you saw their lives change before your eyes? I know you said there's so many, but if you could pick one or two.
There are, I mean, and they're in my client raves on my website. There are dozens and dozens and dozens, but yes, more than one person. And who knows, because a lot of times I don't hear from people. So you know that a lot of those are going to be just as positive as the others, because I do get so much feedback. But one found her dream job, in her words, actually two that I can think of right off the top of my head, were able to change their work and find what really lit them up and fulfilled them and felt like they were making the difference they were meant to make. Somebody else completely resolved and greatly improved her relationship with her mother. That's a little unusual, but it happens. You know, people really step into who they are and then things change. So yeah, I can tell a little weird story.
Yeah.
So my biggest critics are engineers. And I've had a few come to me on their own, but this one was a guy whose wife had bought him an analysis, but he did it, you know. So, and we're talking and I see this mark that means he has very deep intuitive wisdom. And it's going to be a little out there, people, so hang in there. So some people with this mark can be aware of people who have passed over, and some can even see them. And so I'm looking at this thing, and it was a big one. And in hand analysis, size matters. So that means the energy of it was really strong in him. And I'm like, do I tell this engineer that, you know, that I'm like, yeah, it's there. So I'm telling him. So I told him what I just told you, and silence. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to hang up on me. And there's just this silence. And I'm like, let me pick another name. Roger, Or do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen any people who have passed over? All the time was his answer. He said, all the time, and nobody knows it, not even my wife. He said, I hate it. And he said, example, there was a house for sale in our neighborhood, and it wouldn't sell, and it wouldn't sell, and it wouldn't sell. And we just went over and thought, we'll take a look and see what the deal is. And we went inside. He goes, there were at least 200 spirits in that house. No wonder it wouldn't sell. And I said, Roger, they need your help. You're going to have to deal with this because they're not going to stop coming in to you. Like Sixth Sense, you saw that movie, right? That's what I told him. He's just like, I don't want to do it. I want it to go away. And I said, well, here's a couple of referrals for people that teach people how to do this. It's not going to go away. So your choice, you know. Isn't that wild?
That's so crazy. And that's just based off of like their life journey and their purpose and whatnot, based off of their hand.
A tiny piece of his purpose was that deep intuitive wisdom was a tiny piece of his purpose, but still it was in his hand. So it was a mark. It's an actual gift, and gifts are very important in the hands.
That's
So,
true.
and it was big and clear, you know, so it was real obvious.
Yeah, it's like it's hard to miss. And that's why I'm really curious because I know you've helped so many people uncover their purpose and their special gifts through hand analysis. What else does that look like? Is there a particular, like, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm really asking when it comes to that, but like with it, because I've never done a hand analysis, so I don't really
Right.
know what to expect, but I'm really curious, how do you know when there is a special gift? Like you said, with him,
Yep.
it's very obvious, but.
Right. So it's a learnable database. Back up just for a little bit. The gentleman that created this spent 40 years and analyzed over 30,000 hands to put this database together. It's very robust and very reliable and so accurate that Forbes wrote about it. So this binder is picture full of pictures of all these different markings and what they mean. So we get a lot of information from fingerprints. And because fingerprints never change, the information that I get about you from your fingerprints will never change either. It's the core of who you are. Other things about you and other things in your hands may change. And we look at all the lines in the hands. We look at the patterns of the ridges of the skin. We look where the fingers are set on the palm, the size of the different areas, because all these different areas are related to a part of you. And like the gift markings that you asked about are line formations. Some of them are six-pointed stars, but not all six-pointed stars are gift markings. It depends on where it is. The one that I was just telling you about is in the middle joint of the thumb, right in there. So if you see a clear six-pointed star, and it doesn't have to be symmetrical, it can be lopsided, then you have that same deep intuitive wisdom. And a lot of these people with that gift, too, it's not just, and only some of them are aware of spirits, but everybody with that went on the master path. They often have very vivid dreams. They can see things. You know, they see solutions. They might walk by somebody on the street and then just get a thought or a picture of a car accident. Doesn't mean you're supposed to run back and tell that person they're supposed to be in a car. They're going to be in a car accident. You know, we need to be responsible. But yeah, because it's called the seer, S-E-E-R, seer star. And it's pretty rare. Well, all of these gifts are rare, but that one's particularly rare. I don't see that very often. So don't everybody think that's the normal thing.
Everyone's gonna be checking their hand. I
Oh,
love
so master path and student path. Yeah, every marking in the hands has both a master path and a student path. Master path's where we want to be. The more master paths we're on, the easier it is to live in alignment with your innate purpose, which, by the way, is not a job description. That would be cuckoo. It's the concept behind your ideal work, and everybody has options. Nobody has just one job that they're meant to figure out and have. Student path doesn't feel so good. It's all, I call them the yuckies. could be a little bitty yucky all the way to a great big yucky. Anything that doesn't feel good in any way, there's at least one student path involved. And the kicker is nobody can be on any master path of any marking 100% of the time. We all go back and forth. We're human. We're works in progress, right?
Yeah.
But the goal would be to be on as many master paths as possible and avoid the student paths as much as possible.
That's so true. I love that because it intertwines. And as we go through life and we have obstacles we have to overcome or anything that we encounter, it's going to shift from master to student. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes, that's right. And that's where a lot of the power of this work lies too, Dr. Caroline, because it tells you what to look for, where to go, what to strive for, those master paths, and also what to take action on, what to work on. So it's very actionable, and I love that about it. Being a corporate geek, you know.
We're here for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, because the path might not be so clear, there are some common blind spots. What common blind spots do you find people have, and how do you help them guide them to overcome them? Today's episode is sponsored by the Start Here Conference.
Hey there, fabulous folks. Welcome to the Start Here Conference, where the fun begins and success stories unfold.
Yep, you heard it right. We're here to kickstart your journey with a big dose of energy and a sprinkle of magic.
Picture this, a place where inspiration flows, connections bloom, and dreams take flight.
At Start Here, we're all about keeping it real and having a blast while doing it.
No stuffy suits or boring speeches here, just good vibes and endless possibilities.
So whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or just dipping your toes in the water, there's something here for everyone.
From incredible breakout sessions to a dance party that'll have you jumping out your seats and showing us your best moves, this event will have it all.
And hey, did we mention the food? Delicious bites and refreshing drinks to keep you fueled up and ready to conquer the world.
So what are you waiting for? Grab your ticket, bring your sparkle, let's make some magic happen at the Start Here Conference.
And now back to the show.
So there are so many student paths, and that's what I refer to as blind spots. But usually people that are attracted to hand analysis are relatively self-aware. So they're not surprised at the blind spots that I tell them about.
Yeah.
But what they may be surprised by is how much they're impacting them in all aspects of their life. And the big blind spot, I call it the big kahuna student path, is referred to as the life lesson. That's the biggie. And it's so helpful to know what that is. And there are hundreds of options of what it could be. Some of the more common ones that I think are kind of part of the human condition, one is fear of rejection. And that's a mindset thing, you know, so, and it can show up. I mean, fear of rejection can be very sneaky, and we can be very clever unconsciously how we strategize to avoid being rejected, right? Like if somebody doesn't know that they're creative or doesn't know all the different ways that they're creative, because they think it's just, creativity means just drawing or painting. There are so many expressions of creativity, but if you're not owning it, you're certainly not going to be doing it. And if you're not doing it, it can't possibly get rejected. See how clever that is?
Yeah.
So what I tell people for that one is it's a mindset. You really have to believe and know everybody has a tribe. Yeah. Everybody. It's just a matter of finding your tribe. And that's on the few, if any, occasions you or your work truly are rejected, because we worry about it a lot more than it ever happens.
Oh, that's so true. All the what ifs or could or should and whatnot, when that's not even the reality. I am definitely used to be very much like that. I've gotten better, but work in progress.
Yeah, at least you're taking steps, you know. And I mean, there's so many options for student paths. It could be self-worth stuff.
Yeah.
It could be not owning your power, so feeling powerless, which makes us get overwhelmed. There's just gobs, you know, like one's called mute, and you're meant to share a message with people. And if you don't know that, or if you don't know what the message is, or if you don't think you have permission to share it or don't have the confidence to share it, that student path. And that's why it's called mute, because you have a message, but you're not sharing it. And also one of the aspects of that student path is promoting others better than you're able to promote yourself. Interesting, huh?
Very.
It's just fascinating.
So many. Oh my God. My questions, they're like popping in my head. I do know you work through Zoom as well, and you're able to reach people in 12 different countries. How are you able to help clients virtually?
Actually, I don't do any in person. Everybody gets a little mini reading in person, but I use hand prints. So everybody that gets a hand analysis, I send them a big white envelope, and it's got instructions and ink sheets, and tells them how to take their handprints. And then I scan those in and I do all Zoom calls, and I'm able to draw the marking that I'm talking about and show them where it is and what it tell them what it means. And it's recorded, and everybody gets a summary report that's 3 or 4 pages. They get that hour recording. And then also a second call a week or two later after they've had the opportunity to review that recording, because it's hard to take it all in. I mean, there's a lot of information. It's like a fire hose, and I'm talking and they start thinking about how it applies to their life and I'm still talking. So you need to watch that recording. And then there's a second 30-minute call to answer any questions and help them take action on the information.
I love that. And yeah, for some reason, I thought you did it in person, because I know you do so many events, like mini readings as well.
That makes total sense. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's so interesting because you can reach so many more people and help so many more people be able to live more in alignment. Because I think a lot of people started to really understand that they were out of alignment during COVID. I think people started to wake up that there was more of a purpose and wanting to fulfill that purpose. And why do you think it's so important that people are living in alignment with their purpose?
Because it feels like crap if you're not. I mean, when you feel bored, stuck, overwhelmed, confused, frustrated, procrastinating, off track, lost, you know, when things just aren't working, it's usually because you're not in alignment with purpose. And sadly, my belief and experience is more than half the people in the world are not. Or it would be a much better place to live.
I couldn't agree more, because it would just, everybody would be happier.
Yes, they would feel more fulfilled, which is even more important than happiness, but it gives you both. I mean, I always say joy. Yeah. Living in alignment with purpose, I firmly believe, is the only way to that deeper and more consistent joy and fulfillment that everybody craves and deserves, I believe.
Well said. I couldn't agree more with that. And I'm really curious, because you have such a passion for your craft, how are you able to integrate with practical aspects of running a business while also doing everything you're doing? Because a lot of times we're really passionate about what we're doing, but there's so much on the back end running a business. How do you integrate everything and make it work for you?
Well, I've done a lot of different things. I've gotten help. I've had, I don't know, 2 or 3 different coaches on different aspects of my business. I learned the hard way through burning out to make sure there's time in my schedule for working on my business rather than in it. I've learned over time what works best for me in terms of marketing. So yeah, it's, I mean, because I've been doing this now for 12 years and took a while, you know, to get it going. Yeah, let me take that back, because I really hit it hard and hit it fast and did that by networking my little tushy off, and still love to network.
Yeah.
Because now people I network with, some of them like to have those private events and host those private events, where, which is my primary business strategy. So, and it's a lot of fun too.
Yes. Yeah. Being able to bring people together, the community piece, like what you were mentioning, finding that tribe too earlier, just being around like-minded individuals that want to grow and evolve and not stay stagnant. Because I think that's a beautiful thing when you meet people that are like you as well.
Yeah. No, I just love it. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, perfectly. And I'm curious, because I know, like, building a business, I know you kind of said it just took off, and a lot of networking, a lot of help on the back end, finding right coaches and stuff. Were there any challenges that you did face in the beginning of building your business that were a couple roadblocks, or any roadblocks you faced?
Yes. So I mentioned I learned the hard way, because I had opened my calendar Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 for clients, which meant to work on my business that had to be the weekend. So I was working 7 days a week at the beginning and really burnt out, really bad. And was working so much, it started to become burdensome. You know, it wasn't as fun. So, and I can't remember what the like snap point was, but I started taking clients only Tuesday through Thursday, noon to 6. And that left Monday and Friday for me, for my appointments, for my self-care, for working on my business, because we haven't mentioned this yet, but I am definitely a horse freak. Yes. And at the beginning, I would only allow myself to ride on weekends, and that just wasn't doing it. So when I did that, Dr. Caroline, and started riding my horse any day I wanted to, which is almost every day, my business, whew, when I took care of myself and did what brought me joy and fulfillment and that self-care, you know, the universe responds. So my business took off. I used to be a coach as well, and I had a full coaching practice. It was lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you brought up your horse as well and just being able to ride, because that's part of your self-care. And I know a lot of people do burn out. I burned out twice, one as a therapist and then a coach, but not being able to really take care of ourselves, that's where it becomes detrimental. And then we don't have more business in our arena and our area because we're so focused on hustling and doing the things that we're supposed to be doing in our business versus the bird's eye view and pouring into ourselves so we can pour into others more so. That overfilled cup is how our overflowing cup as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I was a law of attraction coach. So by burning ourselves out and working so much, what are we communicating?
Yeah. Yeah.
Burnt out and not have fun and blah, blah, blah. So when we self-care and have fun, you know, we're communicating and we want more of that, but the universe just responds. I mean, it's just great. Yeah.
It does. It really does. Because I'm glad you brought that up, because I think a lot of entrepreneurs do struggle with that. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, because I know you've already given a lot of insight and tips, but is there anything else you would give to entrepreneurs that are on this journey starting out that you wish you would have known in the beginning of your journey?
Well, I wish other people would know before they picked what they wanted to do as their business, that it was in alignment with their purpose. Mm-hmm. And I think there are other ways of finding out your purpose. I tried a lot of them. I found this to be best for me. And I've had people who've done the other one say that this is more specific. Yeah. But still, you got to know what you're doing is in alignment with your purpose.
Yeah.
So it needs to feel good. It needs to bring you joy and like, yeah,
yeah,
this is it. You know, that fulfillment, knowing that you're making the difference that you're meant to make. And again, it can look different, several different ways. And purpose work usually evolves, by the way. Mine has, you know, followed a little curvy trail. But I'm definitely on purpose. When you are, you know it.
That's so true. And I love that you said it can evolve, because what maybe when you were 20 versus 30 versus 40, and as you get older too, like things do shift, where you are in life shifts as well. And I think it's so beautiful that it can evolve. And just like we're human, we always evolve depending on who we encounter, the situations, experiences, it can change us forever. But it's probably all in the hand as well. It's already there. We just might not know it. And it could save a lot of trouble if we just find out sooner.
Yeah, it's so helpful. It's just so helpful. And not just purpose. I mean, there's so much in there. It's pretty much everything about who you are and why you're here.
That's true. Like you said earlier, patterns and the other individual that connected with her mom again.
I mean, I hear so often, spot on, spot on. In clients' words, that they're spot on. They know it's right, even though they've anyway. Yeah. And what's the other word? Oh yeah. Freaky accurate. It's just freaky. How do you know that? It's freaky. I'm like, I know your hand. Yeah. But that's freaky. I'm like, yeah, kind of is really. I mean, God tries so many different ways to help us. be fulfilled and love our lives and make the difference we're meant to make. He's put these the information in our hands. People can read faces. You can't get purpose from that, but still, there's so much. And sometimes people say, "Ah, can you get the information from your feet?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I'm going to stick with hands." All right.
Yeah.
No, thanks. I'll pass on the feet. I think.
I agree with that. That's interesting, though. Is there something for like foot analysis?
I've never heard of it. I haven't even looked to see if there's toe prints, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Gonna
You
look
know,
it
probably
up.
my guess would be it would be the same information.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I doubt it. I don't think there's the patterns and the richness of the information and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know.
No, that's interesting. I was like, I never heard of that before, but I love that. And I'm just curious because, you know, you've done so much amazing work for so many people, and there's so many joyous moments in your work as well. What has been the most fulfilling about your work for you?
Oh, just that it's constant.
Yeah.
It's, you know, every time I do a hand analysis, it's like solving a mystery. Here's what this person looks like. This is what their fulfillment looks like. Here's where they can take action and change their lives. So it's just this constant fulfillment and confirmation. I have goosebumps. And it just never stops. I mean, I'll always do this as long as I can see well enough to do it. It's just too cool and too powerful not to do.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, I can't wait. I need to have one soon, very soon. We need to talk about that. But I'm curious because you just said you want to do this for the rest of your life. But what does the next 5 to 10 years look like for you and scientific hand analysis in general?
Well, I love these private events, and that's got to be a question mark in some listeners' mind. And that's when somebody here in the area in the Front Range of Colorado hosts a party and gets at least 12 women there and has munchies and stuff like that. And then I speak about it. I talk about the science, explain, you know, a lot of the information I've given. I'll show them how to identify a few markings in their own hand. Everybody gets a little mini reading, which is just a few minutes, but they need to record it on their phones because they won't remember everything I say. And that's where I make an offer for the lowest I ever sell it for. And for doing that, the host gets a free analysis, and that's several hundred dollars of value. So those are so fun. I had two last week. That I want to do more and more of those, never can do too many. And I want to travel more. So I will fit that in.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see that happen. Because there's so many people that can benefit from it, even though you are all over the world, but being able to actually maybe travel and go there, have a vacation while doing hand out.
Yeah. Because I have a lot of clients, like you said, in 12 different countries. They'd probably, that's a good idea. They'd probably host a private event for me.
I think so.
Yeah. They've already had a hand analysis, but then they'd get one as a gift for somebody else. Because a lot of times people buy them for their spouse or their child or a friend, you know.
That's true, huh? Ideas are just flowing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's how my brain works too. But I've been so enjoying this conversation, Jane. I know you said you had a special offer just for our listeners and subscribers today, but can you share what that is for us?
I would love to. If somebody goes to my website, my full retail price on a full hand analysis with the recordings, two recordings and the summary report is $497. That's about average for somebody of my experience. But for your listeners, Dr. Caroline, I'd be happy to knock a full 100 off that and do that for $397. And there's a special link. You can't get to that price. So either you can get it from the show notes or email me through my website at Purpose Whisperer, like horse whisperer. Get it? Ha. PurposeWhisperer.com and tell me you heard me at Entrepreneurship by Design, and then I can send you that link, and I'd love to do it for you. So the more people I can help, the better.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we so appreciate that. I appreciate you being on today, but where can people find you, find your services? And I'm going to link everything below as well, but if there's anywhere else people can find you outside of the website.
Well, I'm on Facebook. And it's the most ridiculous address. I mean, it was way back before it was simple. So I don't know. It's Jane. If you put in Jane Sanders, Jane with the Y, my picture will come up. So, and I still have the white hair with a little bit of purple in here. And I
Got
think it has a like a fuchsia sweater, but you'll
Oh
see my smiling face. So.
all you need to say,
Yeah,
right?
in LinkedIn, same thing.
Perfect. Well, I so appreciate you, Jane, for coming on, just sharing and letting us know a little bit more about scientific hand analysis so people that maybe never heard of it now are more intrigued to learn
Yeah.
about their purpose and just patterns or blind spots so they can live a fulfilling life and what you've been able to do for the last 12 years. So I appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me and helping me spread the word about this because it's so life-changing. Yeah, I really appreciate it, Dr. Caroline. So thank you for inviting me.
Of course, thank you. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Jane today? I'm sure she would love to see that comment, and we'll see you on the next episode.